From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is recommending no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey sharply condemned Clinton and her colleagues at the State Department for how they handled classified material.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
The information was sent via a private email server Clinton established at her home in New York. The unmanned Juno spacecraft completed its engine burn Monday and began orbiting Jupiter. The spacecraft is beginning a 20-month mission mapping the planet. Here is scientist Scott Bolton.
We will turn the science instruments on in about a couple days, and we will start gathering data, and we get our first up-and-close personal look at Jupiter with all our eyes and ears open at the end of August, because our first orbit is 53 days.
Scientists and the engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, heaved a big sigh of relief when orbit was achieved. Juno will be exposed to some intense radiation as it orbits the big planet. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign. Mohammed Ghaban on Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The minister has been a target of public anger since Sunday when a suicide bombing killed 250 people. Rescuers, meanwhile, were still going through the blast site Tuesday in the Karada district looking for people who are still missing. This is VOA News. A report finds poverty is rising among Syrian refugees living in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report finds significant progress has been made in providing assistance to millions of Syrian refugees living in Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, Iraq, and Egypt. But despite some definite accomplishments, it says poverty continues to grow and refugee communities in host countries have difficulty accessing basic services. Though the international community has increased its contributions for Syrian relief, the UN Refugee Agency says that remains far from enough. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
President Barack Obama and one-time rival Hillary Clinton joined forces Tuesday at a campaign rally in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Obama delivered an impassioned endorsement of Clinton.
And there has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office than Hillary Clinton.
In Raleigh, another city in North Carolina, presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump suggested the president do something else with his time.
We have a president who's out campaigning for crooked Hillary Clinton, and he should be home working on ISIS, where the threat is getting worse and worse. He should be working on trade. He should be working on the borders.
National polling shows Clinton with about 5 percentage point edge over Trump 4 months before the November 8th election. Here's the latest on Britain's scramble for new leadership. Work and Pensions Secretary Stephen Crabb finished poorly in the first party vote for a successor to Prime Minister David Cameron. Crabb dropped out of the race Tuesday and threw his support to Home Secretary Theresa May, the first place finisher in the vote. Lawmakers will narrow the field to two candidates and then put the matter to a vote before the entire Conservative Party membership. Italian authorities detained a vagrant Tuesday on suspicion of murdering a university student from the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Police issued a statement identifying the suspect as Massimo Galliotto, a 40-year-old from Rome. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was found in the Tiber River on Monday, 3 days after he went missing. Solomon was participating in a student exchange program with an Italian university. A French parliamentary inquiry into last year's terrorist attacks in Paris is calling for the creation of a single national anti-terrorism agency. The suggested overhaul of the nation's intelligence services is just one of more than three dozen recommendations made by the commission in a report released on Tuesday. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.